Well, Fikayo was a very hard-working student. He came out with a fantastic set of GCSEs in the end. While he was here, he was always very diligent. Education was very important to him. When he was on release to Chelsea, because we used to give him time, so he would take days out and be up there training on a regular basis. He would always come back and his work would always be caught up, whichever lessons he'd missed. And when he got 16, he went off to Chelsea Academy, and we were very, sorry to lose him, because, he was a very intelligent young man, and he could have gone on, and got a very successful, some excellent A-levels.
Did you always see that, I guess, ambition to be a footballer in him?
Yeah, I mean, he was, having read the reports, he'd been on Chelsea's books all the way through the youth setup. We're not really a football school. We play it sort of in the sixth form and year 11 a bit later on in the year. We're a rugby school, but he was, a very keen sportsman. But again, him and his family were always very pro-education and they didn't let the football get in the way of that.
For you, was it quite important as a school, I guess, to support him? Obviously, having an opportunity going through the Chelsea ranks at youth level, did you feel it was important that you try and support him?
Absolutely. They were his dreams, and he wanted to follow his dreams and give it his best shot. And he came through it, but as I've said already, his family and him were always very conscious about having that education as well, and he worked incredibly hard at both. And it's interesting now, looking at, reading a couple of reports, he's talked about, he's not playing Fortnite and FIFA in his downtime. He, at the moment, is studying for a business degree with the Open University. And the boys at school, our students, they're following him and the staff, and he's a fantastic role model for them.
So what have you made of his progress? Obviously, he's reached the Premier League and he's playing regularly, it seems, so far this season, and now he has the potential to play for England.
It's just a fantastic story, and the school are behind him all the way, and we as a school are incredibly proud of what he's gone on to do, and hopefully, we wish him all the best in his future career and hope he has a long and successful career.